It's a great day in Solano. We're all sitting in a beautiful park. Welcome to Solano Moms Building Community Podcast. Today's episode would be about back to school. Back to school is very nerve-wracking for me, at least. I haven't figured it out yet. I have a son that's in kindergarten, just started school, and a son that's in third grade, and he's 9 years old. So I have some amazing moms with me today. They will be telling us about their experience as going back to school. I will let each one introduce themselves, and they will talk about their children and how they all prepared for back to school. I'm really excited to hear them because I feel like I'm the only mom struggling with back to school, with the sleep schedule, with studying, with just emotionally and physically. So I like to hear my moms, how the mom circle they're doing. All right, I will give the mic to you guys.
Hey everybody, my name is Sabrina, and I have six children. Three youngers are currently in school. My three olders have graduated. So I have less school drop-offs.
Yay! Oh, lucky you!
I have two enrolled at Orchard Elementary and one at Little Flowers Montessori Preschool.
And is the Montessori around here too?
Yes, it's in Vacaville as well.
Very nice. So the commute time is not that bad, right?
It's about 15 minutes from Orchard to the Montessori school.
Got it. I want to ask you a lot of questions because I'm struggling with two. How are you doing the rest? But I'll hear the other two moms that are joining us, and then we'll go get into the questions that we're going to ask them.
Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Katrina. I have two children. One is in third grade at Orchard Elementary, and one is a freshman at Vacaville High School.
Ooh, fresh high school.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I want to know your emotions going through this.
Oh, man, it's definitely hard.
Really?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, just my son started kindergarten. I'm about to cry, so I can't imagine high school.
It goes by way too fast. I'm telling you, way too fast.
Wow. And then we'll have our other mom.
Hi, I'm Ariana, and I have two kids, and one just started kindergarten.
Oh, we're hearing him.
Yes, that's my kindergartner, and then I have a daughter who's in third grade at Orchard. So I only have one school.
Oh, that's good. You're like me, but the stress is still the same.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yep.
Yes. So coming to back to school, I had a lot of anxiety because I didn't know how to help them to get back to a routine. And it was really hard getting them back to a routine because I don't know if you moms, did you guys let your kids stay longer at night during summertime?
Yes, I did, definitely.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst? Because I read a book that it said you need to have your kids on a timeline. I didn't follow that.
Timeline during summer or
yeah,
timeline prior?
During summer because they said keep your kids go a certain time so they don't lose kind of this routine. What are you guys' input in that and how did you get them ready for that?
My mom's rule was 2 weeks before school starts, we get back into that schedule.
I like that. 2 weeks.
Yes, it was 2 weeks for us when I was younger. And I tried it with my kids to let them stay up late, but we just stick to the schedule as often as we can in summer.
Yeah, because sleep is so important. I have seen with my kids, if they don't get enough sleep, they're cranky, they're mad, they're like all kinds of emotions, and then that puts me in stress because I don't know how to handle them. Mm-hmm. So the sleep schedule was hard for me. That was the struggle.
Yeah.
How about you two? How was your experience?
Summer hours, we let the kids stay up around, no later than 11. And then on Friday nights, if we're like on the weekends, if we have plans and we're with friends, then there is a little bit more flex with that, especially if the other kids are staying up. But we started going with my older set of boys. It was 2 weeks before school that we started going to bed and getting into the nighttime routine of dinner, bath, bed, of that was like. My nighttime routine was getting back into schedule too, not just them being in bed.
Yes, I agree.
So the older set, we did that. They were older when they came home. My older set, there are adopted boys. And so they were old. We didn't have them from infancy. So they did well with the 2 weeks prior to school routine. The younger set, I found this year, or I found last year, 2 weeks wasn't enough time. So this year I started a whole like month ahead where we got back into that routine.
Wow, a whole month. How dedicated you are. I feel like when I try to put a schedule and then they learn it, I kind of feel guilty myself. I think this is my problem. Because I feel like, oh, it's their summer. I'm trying to not do that.
Yeah, it,
but I think
hard.
I have to learn that, you know, there's a balance in between.
Yeah, there's friends like texting, hey, we're having a barbecue tonight. You want to come over? Oh, sorry. We can't. Maybe on Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to be disciplined in it for their own, for their good.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Katrina?
So my 8-year-old was allowed to stay up till 10 o'clock. During the summer, we kind of pulled it back probably like a week before school.
Great tips. And for the moms that are out there that you're struggling with the back to school schedule, you're not alone. Just like I felt alone. My mom circles over here are letting me know I'm not alone, and they have great tips for all of you. And if you have any tips, call us and let us know, because this helps all of us every year. It's a new chapter, a new back to school. And then we have to do it. The other thing I wanted to ask you ladies was, did you talk to your kids about like what your expectation was or what you expect from them through the year? Because I had some talk with my third grader, which is 9 years old, like I need you to do this in school and how I expect your behavior and all these things. Did you have to do that with your kids?
My daughter in third grade, she's pretty self, she knows, you know, what the classroom's supposed to be like and homework and all that. My younger, that he was in TK last year, so he's got a little bit of the routine down, but I did have to tell him, you know, now it's, this is serious.
It's getting
more serious.
Yes.
And so I've had to explain it to him a couple times, and he still likes to have fun in class and be funny and joke around, but so we'll see.
Yes.
I mean, he understands me, but I don't know how he'll do.
I think kindergarten is serious, but not to the serious where third grade is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you feel like you just don't want them to say, you know, inappropriate words. I explained to my kindergarten, please don't say the P-O-O-P word to your
potty talk.
Yes.
That's what I would always tell them. No
exactly,
potty talk.
The potty talk, don't, because for some reason, this is amusement to my kindergartner to say that word. With anything.
Yes.
So that's what I was like, please make sure you don't say that. But guess what happened? The first day he told the teachers that about the P-O-O-P. He said, I call my bird that. And in my head, I'm like, I am not his mom. I was looking at like, that's the dad where the mom is. Because I was trying to be like, I'm trying to act like, oh, I'm so sophisticated. Yeah, my kid is talking about that word.
Yes.
So I guess you guys didn't
kids.
Have that.
I mean, I think all boys have that potty talk.
Yes.
And you have to, it needs to be a constant reminder. As far as my 8-year-old, she kind of knows what to do. My high school, it was a little bit more about, like, surround yourself with good friends, say no to drugs, you know, just stuff like that.
I like that. Because at this, just like you, Katrina, I try to, like, as a younger age, I try to educate them, like, who to say no to or what the right path is.
Absolutely.
And I always think it's never too late. Educating your child the right way at a young age will help. And I am the same with you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah. We had a fifth grade and a third grade conversation, just that there's a little bit more of an expectation and of a bigger encouragement to, you know, to really dig deep and to try and make sure that you're raising your hand if you don't understand the material, because it's different material. And you know, don't be afraid to come home and say, you know, you had a bad day again. Just because you're in the higher grades, it's okay to still have bad days. But there was a lot of just excitement, really, about going coming back to school. They knew that they may not have all their same classmates, but that they still have the same grade, so they'll still share the same recesses and playground and lunches. So we also did tutoring throughout the summer, so I tried to keep with that at least they did at least 20 to 30 minutes a day in the morning after breakfast. So we could just kind of have that in their minds, but I'm hoping that that will just kind of help their anxiety with, like, oh my gosh, there's a piece of paper in front of me right now. I have to fill this out
this week or next week. We did that with Elijah with the tutor. He has always had a tutor, and then she got him all these material for third grade. And actually, my son was saying that, wow, third grade is easy. In my head, I'm like, no, it's just I think you're prepared well, but third grade, from what I have heard, it's one of the hardest transitions in elementary school. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it keeps going that way.
Yeah.
And then, like, you hit a good point about mental health. Like, always to ask your children how the day was. And at least that's what I do with my two sons, my husband and I. We always ask them at the end of the night or sometime where they had their own time, but then to ask them, how was your day? How was your classmates? Also, I hope for them to share with me, you know, that they're having, if they have struggle with something, so they emotionally share, because I feel like mental health is so important. Yeah. When I grew up, mental health was not the focus.
Spoken of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was actually sometimes people looked down on it. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like we have to teach our children mental health, because if we normalize it, our kids normalize it, their life is going to be easier. Just then, sometimes when you have a bad day or somebody's, you know, all of us have up and bad, good days and bad days, and sometimes you're depressed, but people have a negative connotation always. Mm-hmm. And I want to, like, with all these things that, you know, mental health for me is very important. Mm-hmm. If you are not having everybody's support of mental health, it will be hard. So I hope with us moms and then this podcast to a greater community where we focus on our children's mental health and each other. Like, I thank each one of you. I don't want to get emotional on my this, but you three have helped me a lot, so much through the incident of 2023 that happened to our family. I'm not going to get in detail in this episode about it, but the loss of my brother and my father. It was a tough time where I felt like everything was dark, and as a mom, you obviously you wake up every morning showing the smile because you don't want your kid to see you that my mom, what is wrong with her, what happened, and you don't want to also show them that I'm struggling. At least this is me. I always, even whatever's going on, I try to show my kids that I'm not struggling, because I don't want their core memories to think that mom was always sad. But you three have been there through all of it for me, and that's why I appreciate you guys so much. Each one of you, you didn't know, but in your own little way, give me power and support in my mental health, because you showed care. And I think the most important was each one of you during that time was texting me and telling me, well, if you need anything, I'm here. And I think as someone that's having a rough time, just to say I'm here for you, you're already ahead of the game. How about you guys? Have you ever had, you know, a time where you struggled and with your mental health and something helped you? And I'm sure the audience or the listeners would like to know.
I think just like you, is just having a community of supportive people, supportive women, supportive friends, whatever you want to call it around you, can really lift you up when you're not feeling yourself or...
I fully agree, yes.
Like, communicating, to, like you said, just to let the person know, or like myself, even though you think they have all the support, still let them know that you are here too.
Yes.
You know, one more person is better than not, you know, thinking, oh, they have enough help. I don't want to, like, force myself. Yes. Just send
letting
the text.
Letting them know that they matter, you know?
Yep, the communication of it.
I fully agree. And sometimes the weirdest thing is the support from a certain person, the way they word things, it changes your day. Because I have a very supportive family, supportive everyone. But there were certain times that I talked to you three, there was a certain thing that I saw. I was like I saw with you, Sabrina, taking care of all your kids, you know, with all the difficulties that come. you're still smiling and just being happy to be alive and to pick them up. And me seeing that, I was like, and then you shared some stories with me, you know, your family background. It was like, wow, like she can do it. And then Katrina was my sweet one, always texting every 2-3 days. If you need anything, I'm here. And it, like all of it, although they were all diverse, how you reached out to me, but it just made a really big difference for me.
I'm glad. Is everybody okay on the playground?
Yeah, we're recording this in the playground. Of course, because we're moms, we have to take care of our kids and do business. And so we're seeing some of our kids acting not the way they should be. So we're kind of panicked. And you'll hear that. And you can relate. Because this is a mom's podcast. You'll hear a lot of panic.
Always the second child, I'm telling you. Always the second one.
Yours the second one. Mine is actually the second one, too.
Yeah, it's always the second,
one. Yep. Sabrina, yours?
I would say... My youngest.
Really?
She's the most adventurous.
Oh, yeah.
She's the most adventurous of the six.
Because in the morning you couldn't get her come to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was standing with Shaden, and Maylee, she was in the boundaries that I set of like locational boundaries, but I wanted her to be a little bit closer because there was still a lot of drop offs happening, and she was testing the waters. She was staring at me like, do I come or do I stay here?
Oh, I hate
what's
going to
happen
do
if
that
I don't?
Because you're like, please come to me. In your head, you're thinking like, please
I'm
come
so
to me.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I relate. My kids do that all the time.
Yeah.
Any other pointers? Anyone? This is about giving advice to the moms that are listening. You have any pointers, let them know.
The mental health, I know in our home, with my third grader, we talk daily, mm-hmm. mentally, just to let her know that these feelings are okay to have.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta share them. You know, mm-hmm. it's so important
yes.
to let them
yes.
know at this young age that it's okay to yeah. have these feelings and emotions and to share them.
Yeah.
I fully agree, because that's the most important, educating them that it's okay. Even if someone is not okay with it, we are okay
yes.
with
yeah.
it. And
yep.
you have your support system, and you would hope then the rest of the community rally against that.
Right. Yeah. I ask Autumn what was silly that happened in class, or what did you feel was easy? What did you feel was hard? Like, did you feel like you could answer 5 questions today or just 2? Those types of specific questions, because I noticed when I was in the first round of raising the boys, I was, how was your day? And they'd say, fine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not good enough
answer.
For me.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I want
to
know.
Yes.
Auntie, why do you always ask so many questions? I'm like, because I care about you, you know?
Yes.
So I had that experience with them, to have that with the littles. So it's, you know, did someone hurt your feelings today? You know, when did you feel happiest? Or what was really gross today? Those specific questions I felt helped them open up a little bit more, instead of just, for me, it was instead of how was your day, fine. Like, I'm not okay with that answer.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, actually, my husband has come up with something. He tells the boys in the car, tell me 2 things that didn't happen in school and 1 thing happened.
Okay.
So then the boys, and then we have to guess what happened and what not happened, to just get them what they were really excited
mm-hmm.
about. And I see it working.
Mm-hmm.
And they always tell
that's
us that.
That's a good that. Idea.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their own way of getting what they can out of their children, because you know the behavior of your children
mm-hmm.
and how the family dynamics work.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before closing this episode, what advice do you 3 moms have for our listeners, new moms or moms that are, you know, their kids are our age? What advice do you have for back to school when it comes to the whole topic of this?
I would say that it doesn't have to be perfect. All the laundry doesn't have to be done. All of the school supplies don't have to be purchased yet. All of the outfits don't have to be purchased yet. Just if you're feeling anxious about it, they're going to
yeah.
feel anxious about it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
That's what I was going to say.
It's so hard, though, because it was like a day before school was starting. We didn't have socks. And we have socks that one pair one pair the other one. Yes, and now they can't get away with it because it's summertime. They will see them. In wintertime, you can put any color socks for your kids. Nobody can see.
That's why you get all the same color socks. All white socks.
That's a good idea.
Don't have a problem with that.
A good secret, but my sons love blue color.
Said, get them all blue socks.
Okay, that's a great idea. Good tip, see moms, if you don't have enough socks, you have mismatch, just get all same color. It will never be a mismatch.
Exactly.
So I went to Target, got so many socks, but now I'm having a hard time even going through them to pick each one. You know how they're stuck with each other? So I fully agree with you. Nothing, you can't aim for perfection. Because the moment you do that, you are kind of disappointing yourself and disappointing the others, and then in a way you get frustrated about it. I have learned in life every time that I aim for perfection, I would say 80% it has been failure for me, and then I'm disappointed in myself, and then again with the mental health, you can't do that to yourself. And Katrina, Ariana, you have any advice?
I was just going to say, too, if you aim for the perfection, then your kids feel that. Mm-hmm. And then they think that that's the standard that, you know, they need to follow.
Well,
and
you're very right.
So if I noticed, if I'm more laid back, school's starting, or, you know, then it calms her emotions a little bit more.
Yeah,
so I just try to, I mean, even if I am feeling a certain way, you know, I don't try to throw it all on her, you know.
No, that makes
and it helps
a lot
her.
Of sense, because even at this age, when I see my mom or someone that's older than me that matters a lot to me, when I see them in a happy mood versus a sad mood, it affects my day at this age of I'm turning 40 this year. Like, I can't imagine for them how much it affects them if we are in panic and if we're stressed. So good advice.
Yeah. It's always one of those things, like, you set the tone for the day, right?
Yeah.
So if you wake up and you're in a bad mood, your kids are more likely to not really have a good day, right?
Yeah. So. I don't check. So here's a lesson I learned the hard way. Especially being self-employed, I don't check any of my emails or texts until the kids are at school.
Wow.
I don't do it.
Sense.
Because I saw, I'd wake up at 5:15 and check all my stuff. And that set the tone for me getting them up. Why aren't you brushing your teeth yet?
Yeah.
Just put your shirt on.
Yeah.
You picked out your clothes last night. Like, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat back and I thought, this is not an enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enjoyable for them. And it's not enjoyable for me. And then they're dropped off. And then they're like, Mom hates me. And then I'm crying because we had such a stressful morning. Yeah.
I'm on the same boat. Because when they're sad, then you feel, and especially, I don't know about you all, but before bed, I feel so ashamed of myself for how I acted.
Right.
On a...
Yeah, you can't take it back.
Yes, yes.
You can't take it back.
Yes.
Yep. So I don't... And my dad, he's self-employed. He's starting to do that now, too. He's like, you know what? That's a really good idea, because it sets your tone with your spouse, with your children, your drive, your commute, and you're just like...
Yes.
So,
yes. Great advice. So, moms, you're listening to this podcast. Take all our advice and call us for your advice, too. We thank you for listening to Solano Moms Building Community. Welcome back to School Voices with the kids. I have students... Tell me your age.
I'm 8.
Hi, I'm Elijah, and I'm 9.
Great. Are you guys in the same class?
Yes.
Yeah.
What were your feelings when your moms told you it's back to school tomorrow?
Nervous. I didn't know my teacher.
Excited.
Why were you excited about school?
I was very excited for school because I knew it was going to be a good year. Even if I got another teacher, it'd be nice.
Very nice. What advice would you give to friends that you don't even know, but they're listening to you?
Don't be nervous. I know every teacher that you're going to get might be nice, or they could be like a little strict, but that's okay. Teachers are teachers. Different teachers are different. And you can, and if you're at a different school, I don't know what to say.
I like that. Hey, it's all about honesty in this podcast. What advice do you have?
I agree with Kaylin, and also I say the teachers don't know how to deal with you if they're too strict. So it's not actually their fault. It's just they don't know how to deal with you.
I agree, because some teachers are as nervous as you are starting, because they want to get to know you.
They want to know how the kids are and how they could be the best they are. So it's always good to give your teachers and new people that come to your school a chance. I would like to thank both of you for joining me, Kaylin and Elijah, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You too. Madison, welcome.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8. When you went back to school, were you nervous? What were your emotions?
Excited.
Ooh, excited. What were you excited about?
To learn.
I love it, because if everybody's excited to start school and learn, that would be amazing. Thank you, Maddie, for sharing your feelings about back to school.
You're welcome.
We have Autumn here. How old are you, Autumn?
I am 8.
You're 8. And what grade are you?
I am in 3rd grade now.
3rd grade. Were you nervous about starting school?
Yes, very nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I didn't know if my teacher was nice or rude, and if my friends were going to be nice, because there's some new people on the campus. And also, I don't know all the things in 3rd grade yet, so I'm kind of nervous about that too.
Well, that's totally understandable. Even as an adult, it's nerve-wracking to go to a new place not knowing things. So your nervousness, are you happy with your teacher now and your friends?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what advice do you have for another 8-year-old that's listening? What would you like to tell them?
I would like to tell them to be brave, and no matter how sad you're feeling, keep on going to be stronger and stronger.
We have Bexley here. Bexley, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you nervous for back to school or excited? What were your emotions when your mom said we're going back to school?
Anxious, excited,
ooh, I like
and
those words.
A little bit scared. And sad, because I have to leave my old teacher.
Oh. If you had advice for another 8-year-old, what would you tell them about back to school?
It's okay.
It's okay to go back to school and enjoy yourself?
Uh-huh.
Are you enjoying yourself? Are you happy with your teacher and classmates?
Yeah. I'm glad I have no bullies in my class this year.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I'm glad that you talk about bullying. I'm sure you express all your feelings to your mom about everything that bothers you or makes you happy, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad. That's a good advice. For many more of you, it's okay to share your feelings with your parents. Your parents will find a way to find solutions for you. Bexley, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.